This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. State officials say people with disabilities and other populations with health risks are slated to get the vaccine in the spring. Emily Schumann of the Rocky Mountain ADA Center says the COVID vaccine is exciting, but she's waiting for specific details on distribution and accommodations.
I don't know if other people are just kind of like still in woohoo mode and just feeling good about it and haven't really settled back down to start thinking about the questions yet. But I know personally that's kind of where I am.
The center provides guidance on the Americans with Disabilities Act. Parents at the heart of a bizarre news story from 2009 have been pardoned. CPR's Andrew Kenny has more.
Governor Jared Polis has wiped away the criminal records of Richard and Mayumi Heaney, the couple who were accused of orchestrating an elaborate balloon boy hoax 11 years ago in Fort Collins. Their false report that their son was possibly floating away in a homemade contraption made national news at the time. The couple served relatively short sentences after pleading guilty to a felony and a misdemeanor in 2009, but Richard Heaney's record was holding back his small business in Florida. Polis' pardon letters said that the aftermath of the incident would prevent them from repeating their past mistakes, but the Heaneys maintained their innocence, and according to attorney David Lane, they argued in their application that the prosecution was coercive and flawed. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
The Shared Streets program will continue in Denver through the winter. It allows biking and walking on closed streets while maintaining social distancing. This is CPR News.